pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Proclaim your word to your people for such a time as this. Now, Heavenly Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It's in Jesus' name before its sake we pray. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bible with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the book of Genesis. And if you don't know where it is, just open your Bible. We're in the 37th chapter of the book of Genesis, verses about 1 through 4, maybe 5. The book of Genesis, chapter 37, verses 1 through about 5. And where you found it, say amen. Where these find these words which are recorded. And Jacob dwelled in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wife. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. And he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peacefully unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. Thank you. You may be seated. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. I want to use for a topic from testing to testimony. From testing to testimony. Periodically, we get an announcement from the National Emergency Broadcast System. And from this system, they tell us what to do in the event of an actual emergency. But they reassure us as an alarm goes off that this is only a test. It's kind of aggravating, but it's only a test. So our message this morning will focus on the life of Joseph. And it will cover chapters in the book of Genesis, from chapter 37 through chapter 50. It's a lot of chapters. In these chapters, we will see how God was in the process of preparing a nation which had not yet been birthed. We will see all of the things that will transpire as we see the testings that would occur in their life. And how we master these tests, my brothers and sisters, can impact who we are and what we do within our daily lives. For there are academic tests where we evaluate what we know or what we have learned. There are social tests where we see how we relate to one another in society. Then there are religious or spiritual tests where we see how God can move on our behalf during time of difficulties and during times of trouble. And what I have learned over the years is how God has the answer, and God knows and is watching all of the tests we endure in life. There's absolutely nothing that escapes God. From the very moment that we were born, God says, I know everything about you. So what then is testing? Testing is defined as a procedure intended to establish the quality, performance, or reliability of something, especially before it is taken. James 1 and 12 state, blessed is the man that endure temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. King James Version. But let's see what the English Standard Version states. In James 1 and 12, it states, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trials. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life which God has promised to those who love him. There's some testing going on. James said, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trials, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life. James exhorted believers to respond to trials with joy, because such testing of their faith would produce perseverance. Our testing produces perseverance, or it produces determination. God knows what he's up to. And he is always producing something that would enhance, increase, and empower us to do greater works for him. Now, in the book of Genesis, God told Abraham that he would become the father of many nations. But Abraham would not experience it, and Abraham didn't quite see it, but Abraham would experience a series of testing in the reality of what God was doing in his life. Before he could understand what God was up to, you do know Abraham never saw everything that God was up to, because God had a prophetic plan for the nation of Israel, which did not come into flourishing until many years later. Now the test. One of Abraham's tests God promised him was a son. And because Abraham was old, we are told, and Sarah, his wife, they decided to help God out. Isn't it amazing how when we help God out, we always mess up? By having Hagar, her handmaid, to have their son, and being obedient to Sarah, she conceived and had a son, and they called him Ishmael. But God said that the son would be by Sarah, and his name would be called Isaac. But later, the greatest test of faith for Abraham came when God instructed Abraham to sacrifice his son, Isaac. And Psalm said, your one and only son, but there were two sons, Ishmael and Isaac. But there was a son of promise, but then there was a son of his earthly doing. And God says, I didn't tell you to do that. You did it on your own. And isn't it amazing when we do stuff out of God's order, things get messy? Had they just waited on what God had promised, Ishmael would have never been in the equation. But there's something that we need to understand. Whatever we mess up, God says, I've got a remedy for it because I have grace and mercy. And what I love about the Lord is that even in our mistake, God has calculated in our mess ups. So that even when we mess up, the Lord said, as I be lifted, I'll draw men unto me. And so God has calculated in every single thing that each and every one of us will do. He knows every single thing about us, and nothing, absolutely nothing, escapes God. And Abraham, being obedient to God, we are told before he sacrificed Isaac, God spared Isaac with a ram in the bush. Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. Isaac's life was spared because of God's planning. God's planning, not our planning, not their planning with Hagar, but God's planning. After this event, Isaac would have a son, and he called him Jacob. And Jacob was called a deceiver, because he pretended to be Esau, his brother. And Jacob received the blessing from his father before his death, which rightfully should have gone to Esau. Isn't it amazing how when we get ahead of God, we mess up what God has in store? Or is it that God has already calculated in what we're going to do before we do it, and therefore, because of our free will, God says, I've got that covered because I knew you were going to mess up. Does that say something about us? I think it does. God knew everything I was going to do before I did it, and God says, I've already calculated in grace and mercy. Grace is God's unmerited favor, or God's inexhaustible supply of goodness, or God's redemption at Christ's expense. God had a plan. And in his planning, his grace and his mercy covers a multitude of our mess ups. God's got this thing covered. I have shared in my Bible study, I said, if any man go to hell, it's because he want to go. God has already calculated in grace and mercy to cover our mess ups. And so the only way you will go there is that you will reject him by that one unpardonable sin. Not two, one. Blaspheme against the Holy Spirit. Do you know what that is? It's complete rejection of who God is. Here's my point. And I'm deviating a little bit. If you reject the one who has the ability to save, when you stand before God, who will you have to represent you before a holy Father who will not have anything to do with sin? So you stand there unrepresented. There shall be no grace. The dispensation of grace will be ended. Right now, we are living under the church age and the dispensation of grace, God's unmerited favor. But there will come a time when grace will be moved. My brothers and sisters,
thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.